Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. Please remember, anytime you have a frustration or a conflict or an argument with another person, please remember you are dealing with a trauma survivor. Please remember you are living with a trauma survivor. Please remember you are working with trauma survivors. You yourself have survived traumas and struggles, unfortunate incidents, brutalities, difficulties, awful situations in your life. You survived them. You're still here. You're still working through. You're still showing up. You're still working on yourself. If you can put the humanity in the other person and realize they have also struggled and, more importantly, survived traumas, this will allow you to now be more compassionate, empathetic, patient, and understanding. Because raise your hand if you think sometimes you're in a conflict with your spouse, your partner, or someone at work, and they might be acting out from old triggers and traumas. Raise your hand, right? You think you're fighting about the vacuum cleaner. They're fighting about something that happened in the fifth grade to them. The person you're dealing with in that moment, we always teach like freshmen in college about conflict. You're not actually there in the moment with that person. One of you is probably in high school or in elementary school. You're in a situation or a moment in your past that's being triggered to bring up all these emotions, and you're acting out from the emotion. That's usually unconscious for most people. Isn't it true? The more therapy work, the more coaching, the more perspective, the more self-improvement, the more healing you do, the more you're aware of those things coming up. And they will come up, as we'll talk about in my next point. But if it's true that something's come up for you and it's uncontrollable or it's upsetting, it's happening for the other person too. I had a great interaction with a person at work one time that I learned a lot. I was very much, I know this is really hard to understand, but I was productivity, Brendan. You know, I was like, man, I was getting stuff done. It's hard to keep up with me. I schedule it, I show up, I deliver it. I schedule it, I show up, I deliver it. And I do it with a positive mindset, and I'm going to make it happen. Like, that was really, really strong in who I was in my 20s, right? And I remember having this conversation, and there's no better way to say it. I was kind of a condescending jerk to somebody at work. I just was not nice to this person at work. Early 20s, probably, just starting my career in consulting. And a partner at the company saw the interaction, and she pulled me aside. And she asked a question that changed my life. She said, "Brendan, if you knew that person was dying, how would you have handled that situation?" And I was like, whoa. I mean, it was like, I literally went to tears. Like, immediately, the second she saw it, she said that, immediately went to tears. It was like, whoa. Now, let me ask you that. Think about the last argument or conflict you had. What if that person was sick? What if that person was hurt? What if that person was dying? Trust me, I know how the pessimists and the people who don't like personal development would receive this conversation right now. Oh, Brendan, here he goes. You know, I get it.
Trust me, you're not the first persons I've trained on this topic. Oh yeah, sure, Brendan. Now I'm supposed to, every time I think about having an argument, think of that they're going to die. Sure, it's practical. Maybe it's not practical, but maybe it's spiritual. And I say that because there's not a single person you're talking to who isn't dying. Not a one. You won't meet a person your entire life who isn't dying. That's what we call in our work, mortality motivation. When we can see humans as mortal, when we can realize it's a short stint for all of us on this planet, everything can shift a little bit. Now, I know, again, people will judge me for this, but remember, this was at work. This was a partner who earned millions of dollars at this consulting firm, talking to a 20-year-old kid who just mouthed off to a coworker. And that was her. This is one of the greatest leaders I've met. That was her ask to me. What if that person was dying? And what it did is it dropped me right in my humanity to realize we treat people differently when we humanize them or objectify them. To me, I was objectifying the person. They're in my way of doing this thing. I'm delivering this feedback. This says they are mortal. They struggle. They need healing too. And I share this because I really want you to write that down, especially if you have a partner, a spouse, an intimate other in your life. Really write, like, I'm living with a trauma survivor. They've had trauma. And when you recognize that, you just talk. Isn't it true? Imagine going into a healing center, into a meditative center, into a therapy session, into, you know, an influence relationship situation where you know the person's been through stuff in their life. Don't you talk to them differently? Wow, it's a game changer. Soon as you know that, it's like, wow.
Hey, it's Brendan jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You got to track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world. And you got to stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is going to help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now.
Every person you know who's been triggered and traumatized in some way, some more dramatically than others, but everyone in some way, especially if they're past, you know, their teens. They've been through it already. They're already, something has happened. And so when you go, okay, let me connect that humanity, let me approach it from that way, and it will just shift it. And now that conversation can come into a lot of different ways. Let me give you an example. You're going to go into that conversation, have that conversation with that underperforming employee or team member at work. There they are, sitting in that glass conference room, waiting for you to show up. How do you think they're feeling right now? They know they're having a meeting in that glass cube where everyone can walk by and see them talking with the boss. They're already embarrassed that the conversation has been scheduled. They're already fearful. Their job's about to get yanked. They're already thinking of all the defenses that they need to defend themselves, their career, their identity, their ego, their mission, their work. They're already thinking about the last two bosses that didn't give them a chance. They're already thinking that they got thrown under the bus by somebody. Is being thrown under the bus traumatic for anybody? Is being given feedback in public where other people can see it, is that traumatic for anybody? So you're about to go deliver underperforming conversation with somebody who's in trauma. They're like, oh my God, my boss is coming. I've been let down before. Oh my gosh, someone probably threw me under the bus. Somebody at work, they reported me. They said, I'm not doing a good job. I can't trust this place. This is not a safe space anymore. You know what? I've tried. I've put my work, I put my time, I've sacrificed for this. And now it's about to get yanked. How am I going to afford my mortgage? How am I going to afford my insurance? How am I going to take care of the kids? That's where they're at. And you're like, bastard didn't hit the numbers. You know, well, I'm not saying this is always true. I'm saying they're in a place of trauma to get the feedback already. And if you can recognize that, you're going to slow your roll. You're going to change your approach. And you can still get to the same conclusion, perhaps. You can still work through the process, but it is by recognizing that humans have emotions that have been triggered from the past. Most humans are living in a place of fear. Most humans are uncertain about their future. And if you know that before you interact with them, you can become that role model. You can become that encouraging force, even if you have to deliver the tough news. You can be more patient as she explains things to you. You can listen. You can take a beat. You can breathe it out with that person a little bit. You can hold from the judgment. That person is healing from trauma or in trauma. That person is mortal. That person struggles and suffers equally to you, even if you can't sense it in the moment. Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day, because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review, because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community, so be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video. And you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.
Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really, Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle, and it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so, and you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post, we can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.